It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You live according to God's 600 commandments, right?
613.
You understand them all?
It takes a lifetime of learning.
But you follow the ones you don't understand because the ones you do understand make sense, and you believe that the guy who created them knows what he's doing.
Of course.
So, you will trust my diagnosis, and you'll let me treat her, because in this temple, I am Dr. Yahweh.
I want a new doctor.
So do I. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Then that's not true.
Your new doctor is Dr. January Jones.
January Jones could be my physician. I've got a very nice doctor. And I have to say that because the man sitting to my right in this studio happens to be married to a woman who works for that doctor.
We count on that income.
Absolutely. So. I got to see him, too. I'm just not feeling myself lately.
You look so good,
you
though.
You look great, though. Really.
And Buzz was talking to a doctor earlier in the show during one of the commercial breaks.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We might have something. Hey, Libby, if you're listening, I want to do that.
She is.
I want to do that in the fall.
I'm totally in.
I'm ready to do that when we come back from our little Labor Day break. I want to do that in the fall, and I want to make it special. And I'd like to have him ready to go by the Boo Cruise. I can't tell you anything else.
That's right.
When I get more information, Mr. Burbank both surprised and delighted me with a desire to have something done on the show that I think
thank
could
goodness
be,
you used the phrase Boo Cruise.
I'm changing sexes.
It's going to be delightful.
Of course.
Buzz will be having his sex change on the air. Today on the program, we'll be talking with the twitchy Joe McLeod. He'll be reviewing Pineapple Express and Hell Ride today.
That is official name now?
Twitchy Joe McLeod.
TJM?
Also from the National Enquirer, Alan Butterfield's coming back on the show.
Yes.
He has more on the alleged Edwards affair.
Yes,
and
he does.
A story that has not gone wide and still
it
seems
will.
To be... I don't know. We'll ask him about that. And also, I think he did a little work on Dr. Phil as well.
Really?
With Dr. Phil's marital situation, so we'll be doing that.
Huh.
But now it's time for Memory Game!
Memory Game!
$100 on the line for you. It's very simple. When we play Memory Game, all you have to do is repeat after me. If you get through all 7 lines,
that's it.
Just 7.
You will actually be the big winner for $100. Not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, it's very difficult.
Or is it?
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Andrew in Great Falls. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, yeah, pretty good. How are you?
You know what I'm going to start asking people? Andrew, you're local. You coming to the big party on the 8th?
This is the first time I've heard about it. I just...
What do you mean it's the first time you've heard about it? It's all we do is talk about it.
What?
Well, I'm at work, so, I mean, most of the time I'm...
Don't let him play.
No, sorry. No, I'm not going to hang up on you. Andrew, I'm just having fun. I'm not going to ask that question anymore.
Are you having fun too, Andrew?
Andrew, we're having a big party, you know, that's pretty close to where you are out in Chantilly at Bungalow Billiards.
You should go.
Yeah, if you take your fingers.
Am I invited?
You're invited. All the Buzz Babes are going to be there. Just say you're going to go.
I'm definitely going to go.
Attaboy.
You're not doing anything anyway Friday night.
That's right.
No, I don't do anything.
Just remember to take your fingers out of your nose long enough to steer with both hands.
Rob. Back off, Rob Speedwack.
Come introduce yourself to
get
me,
the
Andrew.
Spray water. Get the spray water for Speedwack.
Hose him down.
All right, here we go, Andrew. You ready? You know how memory game works, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, you repeat after me. If you get all the way through all 7 lines, you win the big $100 prize, all right? All
righty.
Here we go. Listen carefully. Michael works upstairs.
Michael works upstairs.
Shuffling papers from left to right.
Michael works upstairs, shuffling papers from left to right.
He tells us he's the boss.
Michael works upstairs, shuffling papers from left to right. He tells us he's the boss.
But we know better.
Michael works upstairs, shuffling papers from left to right. He tells us he's the boss, but we know better.
Why does it sound weird to me? Don't repeat after me.
Choppy phone line.
Very interesting. Don't tell him the truth.
Michael works upstairs shuffling papers from left to right. He thinks he's the boss, but we know better. Don't tell him the truth.
I'm terribly sorry. He tells us he's the boss.
Oh.
That's pretty good, though. Do you have any? Are you good at memorization normally, Andrew?
Thanks
for the call. Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate that.
Remember.
Don't come to our party.
If he remembers, he should come.
Let's go to Fred. Fred and Frederick again. Fred, you've called before, right? Because I recognize Fred from, Fred from Frederick. All right?
Yes, I have.
How's your memory?
We'll see.
All right, very good. Let's go through all 7 and you get a $100 prize. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, listen carefully and repeat after me, Fred from Frederick. This music is perfect.
It's the memory game theme, Mike.
All I said was this music with a real tone.
You don't like it.
Let's start with Fred, okay? Just shut up, everybody.
Buzz likes it.
Are you ready, Fred? I'm sorry.
Fred from Frederick.
Having a little trouble getting out of the box today. All right. Fred, lightning struck the building.
Lightning struck the building.
And shut the station down.
Lightning struck the building and shut the station down.
Seems to happen often.
Lightning struck the building and...
God, you had it. You were about to say shut the station down.
Very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost. Sorry, Fred and Frederick.
Sorry, guys.
We'll see you Friday night, though. Alex from Nebraska. How are you, Alex?
Hey, pretty good, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. You ready to play the game?
Yeah, right before we play, have you ever had a caller from Nebraska?
Yeah. We actually are we on is this the internet or are we on a station out there?
You're on a talk radio station out here.
Well, that's because we are a talk radio show.
That is definitely.
That'd be appropriate putting us on there.
That works.
Yep. All right. Are you ready to play, Alex?
I'll give it my best.
All right. Very good luck to you. Here we go. Smelly hippies in the rain.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Nope. No, of course I'll repeat it. Here we go.
We're kidding with you.
Smelly hippies in the rain.
Are you saying smell the beef in the rain?
You know, get a better cell phone. Sorry about that. It's your last chance.
Hate everyone in Axar, Ben.
Tony in Vegas. Are you ready, Tony?
Yes, I am.
I'll give you the same one I gave the other guy, all right, since we didn't get through it at all. Here we go. Repeat after me. If you get through all seven lines, you get $100. Mm-hmm. Smelly hippies in the rain.
Smelly hippies in the rain.
Run inside your hippie vans.
Smelly hippies in the rain. Run inside your hippie van.
You wouldn't want a shower.
Smelly hippies in the rain. Run inside your hippie van. You wouldn't want a shower.
Got a tough cell phone there.
Yeah.
Really bad.
All right, you wouldn't want a shower. To wash away the mud.
Smelly hippies in the rain.
And?
Is it the cell phone? Are you there, Tony?
Yeah, I'm.
You're out. Sorry about that. Nice try, though. Thanks for calling in. 877-365-3636. We are playing Memory Game, and we still have some slots open. Let's go to Joe in Houston.
Make sure you have a good connection to him.
What is this music?
This is the theme of the Memory Game.
Memory Game music. All right, Joe, you fancy yourself a good memory guy?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. See, with that attitude, I think you got a chance to win.
Thanks for calling.
Here we go. Here is yours. Get through all seven lines, and you get $100. Patty walks the streets.
Patty walked the streets.
Did he get that wrong?
No, he got that wrong.
What, you said Patty walks the streets.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Looking for a John to service.
Patty walks the streets looking for a John to service.
Watch out for that guy over there.
Patty walks the streets looking for a John to service. Look out for that guy over there.
He's responsible for the deaths.
Patty walks the streets looking for a John to service. Watch out for that, or look out for that guy over there.
I am terribly sorry. I'm really glad we didn't get through this one.
How does the date end?
He's responsible for the deaths of 20 or more prostitutes, but one day they will write a book about your date with him.
Joe
Artigio, what is wrong with you?
Are you okay, Joe?
Joe, is everything okay?
Was he smoking weed at the village?
Echo.
Oh, my God. That's just terrible. Joe, thank you very much for playing the game. And the caller's name was Joe,
talking
too.
Talking to our Joe here.
Joe's trying to screen calls right now. And let's go to Al.
And what's the prize again?
In $100.
I'll add $100 of my own money to it if somebody wins.
Al, you've come to the game at a very good time from my friend from Portland, Maine. Did you hear what Mr. Burbank just offered?
No, I didn't.
He has offered his own money, $100. So you are now playing the memory game for $200.
Buzz is the man.
He is the man. Are you ready to play?
I will give it my best shot.
Here we go, Al. Yeah. I once saw some kids. Teasing an alligator in the swamp.
I once saw some kids teasing an alligator in the swamp.
I think he was hungry.
I once saw some kids teasing an alligator in the swamp. I think he was hungry.
Because one boy lost his arm.
I once saw some kids teasing an alligator in the swamp. I believe he was hungry. I think he was hungry.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Rob, he corrected himself before I could hit the buzzer. Take it from the top, and we'll let you stay in the game.
Oh, man, I did too many drugs in the 80s.
Or not enough.
Yeah. It was I think he was hungry because one boy lost his arm. That was for $200, Al. Sorry about that. Thanks for playing the game.
Do I get a T-shirt, Mike?
No, you don't. Let's go to
That's
Matt.
That's another dark one.
In Leesburg. Yes.
Really?
I'm concerned. Joe Hartinger.
I'm like bad weed.
You know,
or something?
We let Joe, everybody's got the nice thing about our show is everybody gets a little piece of this, okay? And we delegate and we let Joe write some of these. That's the second one. You know, maybe he was thinking about that guy that we interviewed that lost his arm, the alligator bite guy.
I'm sure he was thinking.
Let's see what happens. Matt, and answer the phones. Matt
hey.
In Leesburg, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great show, guys.
All right. Here we go, Matt, for Buzz. You still got it on the line?
Yes, I'm still in. All the way.
This is an easier one, I think.
Okay.
All right, $200, $100 from the station, $100 from Buzz Burbank. Are you ready, Matt?
Yeah. For some reason, I'm hearing your call screener, too.
You're hearing my call screener, too.
And I hear an echo.
There we go. Thanks. All right.
Okay. Now it's been fixed. Here we go. Turn the goddamn classical
music
off.
I always do it as soon as the poem starts.
It just lasts too long. It's in my brain. It gets in my brain, Rob.
I understand.
All right, here we go, Matt. When you think of the way things are.
When you think of the way things are.
I hear that echo too. Are you?
It's not just me.
No.
What's wrong with the phone, Rob? That sounds like pop pop pop
thump,
pop
thump,
pop
thump,
pop
thump, thump.
Guess.
Number nine.
That thumping is not at your end, right, Matt?
Put him on hold. Let me try an experiment. Just
all right.
Let me
put him
good.
On hold
I like
for
experiments.
A experiments rock. All right, he's on hold now.
Now try him.
All right, let me try him now. And hello, are you there, Matt?
Yeah,
Matt. All right, let me see. Do you still have the echo?
No.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start from the top with you for $200. When you think of the way things are. Well, I think it's his phone.
Got to be, because
I'm not
I put
sure.
him on a whole different bank of phones that time.
Right, let me put him on the other side one more time. One more time, Matt.
When you think of
the way things are.
When you think of the way things are.
It seems as though.
When you think of the way things are, it seems as though.
The world is spinning.
When you think of things.
Oh, I am terribly sorry. We're going to have to let you go, my friend. Let's go to Bill, Mr. Bill in Sacramento, California. We're waiting for a big winner on the memory game. This is when people start giving me crap.
My 100's still on the line with yours.
I'm going to put 100 of my own on, too.
It's up to three now.
$300.
I'm going to add a dollar.
$301. Thank you, Rob, for your generosity. Beth Ann, do you want to kick in any money for this?
What do you think?
Hey!
That's a violation.
That's a violation. You're not supposed to do that anymore. You're supposed to either come into the studio or use the microphone that's in the studio.
Old habits die hard.
Hi. Would you like to kick in some money?
Not a bit, but I will be collecting yours.
All right, $301. Mm-hmm. I don't have any cash on me today.
Oh, we don't have to have it today.
I spent a lot of money at the
bar last night. The amount of joy in her voice.
What?
The amount of joy in her voice.
Yes, I know.
I'll collect yours.
You know, Rob kicked in a dollar. You can at least make it a $302 prize.
She's not going to
do
it.
I'll kick in $2.
$2.
Wow, $303. What does that sound like to you, Bill? Sounds like fun to me.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, it'd be $303.
What is the deal with the phones? Honest to God. Bill, are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry.
We can't do it with you,
can't
Bill.
Do it.
We don't have a good
sorry.
Signal.
All right. Dave, Burlington, Vermont. How are you, Dave?
I'm great. How are you?
All right, Dave. You heard it. $303 American dollars. Let's play the game, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. My bird chirps.
My bird chirps.
When she's hungry.
My bird chirps when she's hungry.
Or when she's happy.
My bird chirps when she's hungry or when she's happy.
Or when she hears a crowd.
My bird chirps when she's happy.
I am terribly sorry. Yeah. It's when she's hungry.
Hungry.
We're getting a real We're getting a real look into the soul of Joe Artichoke.
And his apartment.
Rob's playing Brian's song. $303 version of the memory game right now.
It's because we're in the bonus round.
We're in the bonus round right now.
So we always play Brian's song.
You ready? I'll kick another 100 in if you will.
No, I can't. No, I'm reaching my limit.
Oh, come on. You're not. It's not going to. It's your money's safe.
You know what? No, I'm so sure nobody's going to win. I will kick in that other $100.
Okay, so that's $403. I'm going to kick in another $500.
Uh-huh. I will
$503.
Kick in a total of $3.
$506.
So it's $506. Right.
$506.
Whatever.
Let's go to Billy. Billy in Martinsburg. How are you, Billy?
Hi.
I'm sorry, bad cell phones all around today.
Wow.
Maybe it's the atmosphere.
Sunspots?
Let's go to, is this Ngetty?
Eddie.
Well, you know, I guess we should have put an M and a G on the front of that. Eddie from Sacramento, we're playing for $506.
Right.
Are you ready? What is the deal?
Jesus.
I swear to God, crap cell phones everywhere you turn.
Here's a question. Does anybody have a hard line anymore?
I'm beginning seriously to wonder whether it's our phones. Troy in Arlington, talk to me.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, they all sound weird. This is our phone line. I really do.
Phone
system.
We need to
Troy, I had a problem when I called in earlier.
All right, Troy, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, let's see if we can make this work. $506. Get through all seven, you get $506. You ready? Are you ready, Troy?
Yeah.
I would appreciate a yes if I said that, okay? Here we go. The trash man came today.
Trash man came today.
But I didn't put.
The trash man came today, but I didn't. I couldn't hear you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, ass. All right. Richard in Spokane. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. We're
going
to try to give away. You're the last one. We don't have time to play anymore, so we're going to give you a chance for the $506. And this looks like an easy one to me.
Okay.
All right. You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Richard. Don't make me.
Don't make.
Hang up on you.
Don't make. Hang up on.
It must be our phones. It sounds like he's on a hard. Are you on a hard line, Richard?
No, but I got all my bars around my phone.
Yeah, it's us. It's got to be us.
Well, I don't know what would cause that. I mean, it really sounds like our phone lines are not working.
The only thing I could guess is if we're having trouble with our phone's system, we might have to reset.
Let me try them on the other bank here.
Okay, you're up.
All right, Richard, we're going to try it again. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Don't make me.
Don't make.
Hang up on you.
Don't make. Hang up on.
If you don't stop.
Don't make. Hang up on. If you don't.
I can't hear you.
Sorry. It's just not working.
God damn it. All right, you know, you're the last person, so we're going to give you $100. What do you think of that, sir?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, Richard, I'll put you on hold, and we'll try to figure out our phone system and get that. What is the deal? I swear to God, Rob, where are you getting this?
What?
Is this the old gay queen disc that you got
from
KTEL? Well, what the hell are you playing here?
This is the theme to Memory Game. Other games get different songs.
One brave IMer has offered to kick in $300 million if anyone wins this game.
A brave IMer.
Yes.
Now we'd have to vet him, Buzz.
I understand.
We would really we'd have to do some vetting to make that work.
You know, if there's an engineer in the building, when we go to commercials, I'll go see about this.
That would be a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
And I'll pay that engineer $506. Nuts!
Pay him in donuts.
All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hollywood Buzz and more fun and more thrills. We'll get our phones working for you. So I'm going to do a little phonorama later on in the broadcast,
yeah.
too. All right. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills right after this commercial break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.